Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on the Still Just Fishing Show. We got Captain Chip Wingo and myself in here this morning.
Good morning, Vic.
On a Memorial Day weekend, and everybody remember what this weekend's for. It's not just to have a holiday. You know, of course, that's what a lot of people think. But, you know, we've got to teach our youngins how to, you know, what these different holidays mean.
Holidays actually mean, yeah.
Yeah. So, got some stuff to talk about this morning. Also, want to tell everybody, this being the holiday weekend, it is going to be crowded at the boat ramps and on the water, so please be careful. Been a few accidents this week in the water, on the water, so you know, want to make sure that you're careful with your family out there and have a good time instead of a bad time. So
absolutely,
make sure that you you know, pay attention to what's going on around you, not just what you're doing, but what everybody else around you is doing. So, looking like, you know, the rain chance we're going to have today is not till late this afternoon, so that'd be pretty good. And, you know, I know we got a small craft exercise caution this afternoon. We got southwest winds today, 10 to 15 knots, becoming south 15 to 20 knots in the afternoon. And we always talk about the knots, you know, which is 1.17 miles per hour. So, you know, an inland forecast is way different than on the water forecast. So, you know, when you don't have anything to block the winds and stuff like that, and that's why you see, sometimes you'll see, you know, the Weather Channel or on TV talk about, you know, 10 mile an hour winds. And then we talk about 15 to 18 knots, you know, and, out on the water, it could be a lot different. So today you're going to have, you know, increasing to 15 to 20 knots in the afternoon. Choppy on the intercoastal waterways and slight chance of showers in the morning, but most of it's looks like after 2 o'clock. So tomorrow, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming east in the afternoon, seas 2 to 3 feet. And then Monday, east winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet. So don't really care about the east winds, but there for a while we had an east northeast pattern going on quite a while there.
Looks like we're about to get back into that pattern of afternoon showers like we always do, too.
Yeah, because I think the heat's blowing it up. I know this little front we got coming in today is actually a cold front, what they called it, you know.
Yeah, 96-degree cold front.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be like 80-something tomorrow, like 88 or something, you know, instead of the 95, 96. So
I tell you what, been hot, man. It has been hot. Yesterday, when I got home from St. Augustine, just walking from the truck into the house, I didn't, you know, when you're driving and you got the AC cranking, you don't really pay much attention to it. And I was like, oh my God. You know, my dog comes out, runs downstairs, and then runs right back upstairs. He's like, I'm over it. So, but I saw there was a lot of boats out yesterday, you know, when I was driving across the bridges and everything else. And, you know, it's like, I'm glad I'm in here today, and it looks like I'm going to be out there Monday, though. Mm-hmm. But it'll be busy.
Yeah, it will.
You know, you just, like you said, you got to watch everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the biggest things on the water is, you know, you're watching what you're doing, but you got to watch what everybody else is doing.
Yeah, and I mean, when I always, you know, sitting there talking to clients or whatever, and you hear a boat coming, I always got to get my eyes on them, you know.
It's yeah.
You never know what they're doing or...
One of our jokes out there is, if you see a boat with a fender hanging out of it while they're running down the intercoastal, that's the one you got to watch out for. So, but
that's if you're running fast. I have had mistake in not getting one out of the water.
Yeah, I've done it too.
When I'm right there in the manatee zone, but as soon as you start up and that thing splashes water in the boat, you remember it's on there.
Yeah, you remember it's there really fast, you know. But
yeah. You know, it's just, you know, be careful out there and watch everybody else, because, you know, there's going to be, unfortunately, some alcoholic beverages taken on board quite a bit, probably this weekend. So anyway, did you fish this week?
Yep, sure did. Had a couple of interesting days. I threw artificials one day, and I mean, we fished a lot of bank line. Mm-hmm. And the tide, you know, we had some pretty high tides and some really low tides. My goodness, I mean, mm-hmm. I was lucky when I got in, for instance, at Palm Valley Ramp, you could not tie off to the dock at low tide.
Oh, yeah.
There was no water. Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, you know, you're trying to get the boat out of the water. There's no dock left to really tie on to, and the boat traffic's still heavy.
Yeah.
You know, and it, but it worked out pretty good. I mean, you know, we fished hard and, you know, we caught some fish on artificials, but not what I wanted to catch. I mean, I was really surprised. I fished one bank line that's a cove, you know, it goes into creeks, but in some flats. And I can usually go in there and pull a lot of fish out of there. And we had one fish out of about a 2 mile bank line.
Oh, wow.
You know, throwing spinner baits and chatter baits and, you know, even my fish bites didn't work, but
it happens. I mean,
yeah, you know, it's, but there's a lot of flounder around. I mean, yeah. You know,
are y'all seeing a lot of small ones?
Actually, in this past week, every flounder I caught was legal, you know, up to the biggest one was like 3 pounds, and nobody kept any of them. You know, my clients didn't keep any fish, but, you know, there were a lot of mangroves around, a lot of ladyfish. Saw some, you know, we had a jack that was like 6 pounds. I saw jacks blowing up, you know, the water's just super dirty.
It is,
you know, and they're dredging everywhere. I mean, neighborhoods and I don't know if that's actually what's causing it, but you know, we had a lot of wind too.
Yeah. Especially, you know, out of the east,
a lot of wind, a lot of boat traffic, you know, the big boats when they're coming through.
Yeah.
You know, I started thinking about it. If you have, say for instance, you're in the valley, in the ditch, what we call it down there, and you have 6 or 7 boats go by and they're turning those big props, and the water's 8-9 foot deep where they're at low tide, you know, it's just turning that silt up everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and there again, the waves, when you have a low tide and you have soft mud, just the waves, you can see that mud line along the bank. You know, sometimes it's, depends on how deep it is. Sometimes it's 10 foot out. Sometimes it's further than that, you know, from where the waves hit that soft mud, stirs it up. And then you got incoming tide.
Yeah.
So
it just blows it right everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to go right on up in the creeks. And I've noticed the water was dirty this week also. It was, you know, just crazy. And they're still, of course, dredging in the river, you know, which I don't know if that's, like you say, if that's part of the problem or whatever. But
I think it's a mixture of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the only time I saw water that was actually, I would say, semi-clean was when we had the you know, the super high tide, and then you know, we had the super high tide, and then of course up on the grass lines it was nice, you know, you could actually see the bottom in some spots. But there's a lot up, it's kind of strange, you know. I fished up towards Beach Boulevard this week a couple times, and there's, you run down the bank and you've got a spot of clear water and then extremely dirty, then a little bit less, a little bit more. It was pretty crazy. So we got Leon on hold.
I don't know who's on hold. I don't see a name on it. Let's see. Yeah, this is Leon. Hey, Leon. I'm sorry I didn't see your name.
Morning, ladies.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm sitting on my first spot waiting for it to get right.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, man.
Of course.
Yeah. All
right.
Hey, hold on.
Hold me over,
I hope you do this time.
Right here.
Hold on, Leon.
I'll ship them on. They just moved.
Okay, buddy.
Oh, my God.
I'll put you on hold.
Look at that.
You get that fish in the boat, and then I'll get you back on the air.
No, I just pulled up. They just moved.
Oh, okay. All right, buddy.
There they are.
All right. Thanks a lot. And we'll get you on as soon as we come back, man.
All right, brother. Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Safe, Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
How about that, Leon? Doing okay?
Did you hang up on us?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It is a gorgeous morning. Absolutely gorgeous. I mean, really light wind. Just enough chip to keep those mosquitoes and gnats off of us.
Good.
Nice.
Oh, tide's just starting to get right, brother.
I thought you were off today.
You know Travista.
Yeah.
My old neighbor. He's like, 2 hours. Give me 2 hours. We started at, 5:45 this morning?
That'll work.
And we'll be done before 8 o'clock. The boat ramp's already stupid. It's hysterical, Chip. Oh, wow. I mean, if you saw the way some people have parked, I mean, there's going to be cars on fire. Trailers flipped over. By 9 o'clock, I expect it to look like Mad Max Thunderdome.
Oh,
it's
man.
Just unreal.
Yeah, there's no sense of parking over there, Vic. I've pulled up days and just been, oh, my God. I think you and I are some of the only people that can get our clients to go as early as we do, Leon.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And when clients see what we see in the morning, I mean, the sun hasn't even remotely come up yet. And, I mean, it's just gorgeous what we see every morning. And you will not see that at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Nope. You're going to miss it all.
Oh, man, the sunrises. I mean, you can sit there and launch the boat and see the sun popping up and see a beautiful color and sunrise. And then you turn around and move some things in the boat and then turn around and look back, and 5 minutes is all changed.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's completely changed. And one of the prettiest things I think I've ever seen is a sunrise coming up through the trees of the Gowanus Preserve with that nice little fog layer.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's just one of the things I just live for every single day.
Yep. So are those fish by that oyster, by that bank with the grass on it, down from the trees?
The one with the raccoon walking down the bank.
Yeah, yes. The one with the raccoon walking down the bank, yeah.
Yeah. Rocket the raccoon has already made his appearance this morning.
Yep, they've been there. Yes. They've been there all week.
They have been. They have been there all week. Travis and I were pulling up before you put us on break, and I'm like, they should be dead. Oh, there they are. You know?
Yeah.
They all got up and moved, so we're in position now. We know where they just went back behind. There they are. They're behind the oyster mound right now. And
I'm just waiting for them to come back around the corner.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They got to come out from off that flat. They got two chips. So.
Yeah, I know. Do you have a minus five today? 0.5?
4 or 5. I know it's for a fact. It is today.
Yeah.
And yesterday it was a -7, and the day before it was a -9. Yeah. So that was epic. Epic lows.
Yeah. The other day it was -1.2. You know.
Really?
What was that there? Tuesday? I think it was. Yeah. Boy, that was some low stuff, man.
I tell you what, when it went out, it went out.
Yeah.
It went from high to low like immediately. I'm like, all right, we're gonna run back up and hit that spot. I start running back up and looking. I'm like, we're not gonna be able to fish that spot. Yeah. But it does show you where everything is on the bottom lately too. So
yeah,
can't complain about that.
This is the time of year that if you want to explore a new spot, go in at that super low tide and just inch your way in. If you've ever wanted to learn an area, go in there at a negative tide.
Oh, yeah.
Set yourself up, and you will learn every oyster mound. And I'm not joking. New areas that I fish, which I still learn 2 or 3 new spots in the valley a year.
I take
pictures. I take photos of the spots at low tide so that I can look and go, okay, the fish, they're back there. you're looking at, okay, there's an oyster mound. We're coming up around this curve. There's an oyster mound on that left side. You know, I mean, good memory notes, because you know how much I forget, Chip.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, the new depth recorder GPS system I have with the chip in it that shows you low tide is pretty nice too, because that helps as well. But I started marking spots that you don't see on there if they don't do it on a real low negative tide. That's like the bass boat. I didn't even know it was there, Leon. And I've been fishing how many years?
15 years.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there going, I never saw that before, and it's been there forever.
Yes, it has.
I think I've hit it a couple times with my trolling motor. But,
I know I've hit it a couple times with my trolling motor.
So
bouncing off that sucker.
Yeah.
Water temperature 78 this morning. I think it was 78. I could be wrong. Water clarity is really, really good this morning, Chip.
Oh, wow.
Muller thick. I mean, it's tide's dropping out. It's going to be a nice morning for 2 hours. And then, like I said, we're beating feet, man. We're getting back to the house. I'm going to have breakfast. So
that'll be perfect. Yeah. Do a charter and be home in time for breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Can't fault you at that at all. I'm like, I'll take that one.
Here I go. Hang on a second. Oh, he's on. Take the rod. I got it. We're hooked up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He must have come back around.
All right, brother. I'll send you a picture in a few minutes. Travis hooked up right now.
All right. Buddy.
Good fish.
Thanks. See you, buddy.
Man. Appreciate it, Leon. Oh, we had somebody, but I guess they hung up. Anyway, I had somebody else on the phone, but I guess they hung up. Probably thought Leon was going to talk forever. But no, not when he's out there working like that. Got fish going on.
Yeah. Mike should be able to call in now. I know he's wanting to call in. He had a real nice fish right off the bat this morning, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a beautiful morning like that, it's just so great, to be able to see those fish. You know, I mean, so many days the past couple of weeks, I mean, you can't see hardly anything with that wind blowing 15, 20 knots. You know, it's tough. I mean, you can finally get to a place to where, you know, sometimes on the flat and get protected from, you know, when you got low tide, you got that grass or whatever next to the grass, when it's pretty well slick. But, man, it's tough whenever you're out there and you got, 6 inches to 1 foot waves in a creek.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to see hardly anything.
Yeah, that's true. The fish have been so thick. I don't know if you've seen any of the videos that Leon's posted, but
no, I hadn't.
There's been some great, great schools of fish.
Oh, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah,
we'll see. Yeah, I'll check that out today. Well, hopefully he'll get that one in and send us a picture of that one too. And
guess we're having some problems getting a phone line to come through. But yeah, it's amazing how many fish we've been seeing out there. The schools are thick, especially when you get these big low tides. You know, you're able to see pretty much everything. We lost that one.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe not. There it goes. But anyway, so the schools of redfish have been pretty good ones too, Vic. They're all big.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good if they are. So, let's see. We get this one on air. Good morning. Hello.
Maybe not.
Hello. Maybe. I know my button's working. That's right, because I got Leon on.
He's gonna need a hold for a second.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, there we are. Okay. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, Vic, this is Robert Anderson. Y'all were talking about having trouble getting motors about a month or so ago.
Yeah.
And I'm dealing with Miller's down in Ocala, and I had called them about repowering my bass boat.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I wanted one of the new Pro 170, one of the new Mercury 175 Pro XS's. And I went down there in April, and they said they were going to, Mercury wouldn't be shipping the motor until the 25th of this month, which was Tuesday. Huh. Well, they called me Monday, and the factory had called them, and they're having trouble getting the electronic stuff, like the chips and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not going to be building, they're supposedly not going to be building the motor now until the 22nd of June. So they may not get, the dealer may not even get the motor till sometime in July.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear they're doing with the same problem they're having with automobiles now is the chips.
Yeah. I said, well, you know, I'm looking forward to getting my boat going again, you know, getting it back out in the water and everything. And because I got a 16-year-old Bass Tracker Avalanche bass boat.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I'm going through and, you know, fixing it up, redoing the carpet and some other stuff, and I was going to redo the engine because the motor, like I said, the motor I have 16 years old, and I haven't used it in a while because I was busy working it, and I had some medical issues that I couldn't get out and go, you know.
Yeah.
And, now, you know, when the day I was down there, they had just got one of the motors in, but they was going on another guy's boat.
No.
And so they said it would be the 25th. Well, he called me Monday and said Mercury wouldn't be building the engine until the 22nd of next month. And then, however long it takes them to get it ready to go, if they even build it, it takes about 10 days to come from Wisconsin to the dealer. So it's going to be sometime in July if I'm lucky. It's just one of those deals, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least if you're the next one in line, that's the good thing. Because, I mean, I'm kind of surprised that you're talking about, you know, they're building it that period of time. And I'm guessing they're having a problem, you know, shipping these motors all over the country. So it's not like they're just building one motor at a time in case everybody, you know, is listening or whatever.
Mercury has you can get on Messenger with Facebook, and I was talking back and forth with the guy up there, and they said they were having trouble getting the electronic parts and some of the other stuff. He said they've added people, and they're working their shifts, they're as busy as they can go on, you know, as they're building, you know, building motors, but they can't get the parts. And as long as I don't get the motor with a red bow on it this, you know, sometime Christmas, I'll hopefully I don't get it with a bow on it. You know, it comes in here later, you know, at the end of the year. But
well, it sounds like you're going to get it just in time for the heat wave.
Yeah. Well, I'm not worried about that. I'm retired, so I can go out early in the morning and then, you know, fish for a while and come back.
There you go. So that's like Leon and Chip's been doing here lately. Get out there and get back before it gets too hot.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, in the afternoon.
Just thought I'd call and let you guys know about that.
Well, I sure appreciate that.
Thank you, brother.
That's good, man. I appreciate that. That's, you know, it kind of gives us an insight of what's going on with that, you know, with the boating world like that, you know, with the manufacturer. I appreciate you. Appreciate you calling us.
All right. You guys have a good day.
Thank you. You too. And good luck. Hopefully they'll get it to you then.
All righty. Talk to you later.
All right, sir. And let us know if you get a chance.
Yeah, we will. Thank you.
All righty. Have a good day.
All right.
222-8255. Give us a call, and we'll be back after this.
Talk Radio, AM 600.
101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. China has reported 16 new confirmed coronavirus cases, including two authorities said were believed to have been acquired locally. The two locally transmitted cases were in Guangdong province in the southern part of the country adjacent to Hong Kong. President Biden started the Memorial Day weekend by visiting a rock-climbing gym in Northern Virginia as the state lifted all COVID-19 distancing and capacity restrictions at private businesses and much of the nation pushes toward a greater sense of normalcy. The president sought to use the stop on Friday at sport rock climbing centers to celebrate progress made as the country looks to turn a corner on the coronavirus pandemic. The man accused of shooting and injuring three people in Times Square earlier this month has been charged after arriving in New York from Florida, where he was arrested. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up by 64 points. This is SRN News.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Congratulations to all of the graduates from Z the Founder at Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street. Z Best Tunis Restaurant with the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. Try a pound of gizzards or livers, 30 jumbo shrimp, or the classic chicken sandwich. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z Best The Original.
I'm Mark Kinder with Affordable Water. If you're considering a water system for your home or business, be sure you only work with licensed companies. A normal business license doesn't require any testing or experience. Licensed water companies have to go through educational classes and pass tests. We are licensed, insured, and have 30 years of serving Jacksonville. Affordable Water, 262-0197. Affordable Water, 262-0197. License number W32.
Come see Affordable Water this weekend at the Home and Patio Show.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Veteran broadcaster and American icon, Rush Limbaugh.
Broadcast engineer flinched. Little dead air never hurt anybody. You know, dead air always works. When nothing's coming out of the radio and you expect it to, you stop what you're doing and you pace much closer attention. It's an old veteran broadcaster's trick.
Join millions and millions of Americans who listen every day.
Everybody remembers the first time they heard this show.
Proud to be the voice of conservatism in Jacksonville and beyond. WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Mostly sunny today with an isolated afternoon shower and a high of 92. Partly cloudy, down to 68. Sunshine again tomorrow and Memorial Day with a high of 88 both days. The same for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Friday, a mix of sun, clouds, and a 50% rain chance. And a high of 87.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
He said he could hear us.
No, did he?
Yeah.
And we're back this morning.
Got a little overflow there.
Welcome, Lauren. That's it, right? Yeah. I'm I want to welcome her. She's going to be our new producer. And Tom's in there with her now.
Keeping us straight.
So, anyway, yeah, hopefully she'll keep us straight throughout this year. So
that's a big task.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, we're pretty easy. The older I get, the easier I get.
Exactly. So. Yep.
But, yeah, so that's going to be interesting with it. The Mayport ramp being where they're working on that community center. It'll be interesting to see how that parking goes. So
yeah, and I don't know if anybody knows about that. We're going to have, of course, we're going to get probably Mike. This might be Mike calling in now. Let's see. Yeah, it is. Okay, let's get him on there, and then we'll talk about that. Morning, Mike.
Well, I see you two knuckleheads have some help now, so I'm able to talk to you. Yeah, that's good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we never said we were engineering capable. So
No. But you are both great fishermen, so good stuff.
Yeah, just that's what happens when you get a river rat trying to figure out these buttons on the phone and all.
Could you imagine if that river rat had to use one of those rotary phones or something?
Oh, I've used them. I have used them. Yeah.
Looks like you got on one right off the bat, Mike.
Yeah, like as soon as putting line in the water, got that one.
And nice.
Notice the picture did not screw you this time. So.
What, showing the background?
Yeah, I'm like, hey man, you might want to try taking the picture down.
Yeah, you can always get on the deck and have somebody sit on the console. So when you're sitting down, then you know all you see is water around the boat.
I was teasing him. I go, man, 90% of the people that pull up there would not know where to place the baits to get the bite, but still.
See, that's one thing people always talking about. They can tell right where I'm at because of the background.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I've never tried to, you know, mark it out or anything, you know. I mean, they also don't know, you know, what time of the day you're there.
What tide,
you know, stuff like that. So,
yeah.
It's
That's awesome, though, Mike. Looks like it was beautiful out there this morning.
It's perfect. A lot of boat traffic already. A lot of people heading offshore. It's really good, though. I got my son-in-law out and a friend, and it's just couldn't be a better day.
Good deal.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Did you get it on Fish Bites?
Of course.
I went and picked up some more yesterday after I did my physical down in St. Augustine. Went and picked up some more of the crab chunks. So
yep. Crab chunk and a little piece of crab.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, Vic, when when your crab washes out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about the fish bites. You still have the crunch of the shell.
And as water temperature's getting warmer, so we're going to start having some pinfish.
Yep.
Those things, I hate pinfish, man. They will attack a crab so bad.
Yeah, they'll just sit there and rip it to shreds.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But with that fish bite,
78 degree water here.
Yeah. There's some monster pinfish around. I mean, they look like small crappie. You're like, where did this come from? But
well, you saw that one we caught 2 weeks ago. My brother-in-law Greg caught that one 2 weeks ago. It was big enough to eat.
Yeah.
and actually, they're pretty good. They're a porgy, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Same thing as the sheephead. Yeah, if you look at their teeth, they got sheephead teeth. They're just smaller because of smaller fish.
Yeah, I don't want to be trying to clean that thing with
actually,
those spines.
Yeah, actually, I've got, you know, there's a sheephead video whenever I do a seminar for sheephead, and they have the equipment where I can play the video. Usually have it turned down and, you know, people just watch it so you can see the technique I talk about, how it works. And, you know, I got some of it on slow motion, some of it good, you know, on regular. But anyway, I'm up there at the Pogie plant, which I don't fish there very much at all because it's so dangerous with all those pylons. But I caught about a 2.5 pound pinfish there.
Nice.
Thought it was a sheephead, and that was the biggest pinfish I'd ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah. The one we caught was about a pound, maybe wasn't 2 pound. That's daggone sure, but it wasn't a little pinfish like you used to seeing out here, you know, all schooled up.
Yeah.
I tell you, the bite must be on this morning.
What's that?
The bite must be on really good this morning because Leon was on school. You caught that one right off the bat. Corey just sent me a picture of a nice big triple tail and a flounder.
Corey Sparks.
Yeah, those little boys caught.
Oh, yeah.
you know, right off the bat this morning. So, I mean, that's awesome.
I'm gonna try to catch one more for these guys, and then we're gonna go flounder fishing and over across the river there. So,
well, there's quite a few flounder around, and I know up here there's quite a few small ones too. But then there's getting to be a little better ones.
Just a lot of boat traffic out already. I mean, it's the guys are heading offshore. They're not gonna get a chance. Probably go offshore tomorrow, maybe not Monday. But so
well,
the big
tomorrow,
boats are heading out, and they're heading out in a hurry.
Tomorrow might, if it calms down early enough, they might be able to get out there tomorrow because the wind's supposed to be lighter tomorrow than it is today.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to start calming though after midnight. So I don't know if it doesn't calm down till daylight, then it's going to be, you know, a little iffy. But if it calms down like the forecast says, you know, hint.
Yeah, then, well, it's perfect out here right now. I mean, tide's just about bottoming out and. You know, and there's no wind blowing, but there's a lot of waves.
Yeah, a lot of boat traffic.
A lot of waves, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, always rolling today.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, it is that holiday weekend, but luckily you got out early.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Midday will be interesting.
Yeah, cause, you know, you'll be back early, and you know, hopefully, because it's like you don't want to be back at the boat ramp at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon this weekend.
No, that's why I like fishing with Mike on Sunday. Yeah. It's because we roll in the marina, we roll out of the marina.
Yeah,
it makes it perfect.
You don't have to worry there. Yeah. See? You know, that's good.
It makes it so easy. You know.
Well, I can tell you, between my daughter and our friend's wife, we're not going to be out too long today. So.
Well, I know you're going to get on them. I'm looking forward to seeing some more picks. So I know as soon as that tide turns, you're going to whack them. So
yep.
Probably get a double header right off the bat.
Yeah. Has it turned yet for you down there?
No, it hasn't turned yet. It's just starting to slow up. I mean, trolling motor's still running at 8. So
oh, wow.
It's just starting to slow up now, yeah. So, all right, guys, look, I'm going to roll.
Have a
good week.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Listen, don't forget Monday. Is not about veterans. It's about the guys who had their last breath so we can talk about this stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. It sure is.
Don't thank a veteran. Think about somebody who
never made it back.
That's right. So have a good day.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate
Thanks, Mike.
The call, buddy, and good luck to you.
Bye now.
222-8255. Give us a call.
And I was hoping that the rod would go off while he's sitting there and you could hear the drag screaming. That's one of the things I like about catching those bigger reds is hearing that drag light up. So,
and the first two reds we had the other day, I was telling you earlier, you know, they were oversized, and it was like, you know, man, up in the shallow water. I mean, it must have been, and that was on that day. It was really low,
mm-hmm.
but you know, then and unfortunately, when it's that low, those fish didn't stay on that flat like they normally do through low tide.
No,
they were gone.
They were gone immediately.
You know, we caught three of them, and they were gone. I mean, it was just unbelievable how quick they left. But it's because the tide was going down so fast. You know, it's funny. You sit there, and you watch the edge of the grass, and, you know the tide's going out, and you're watching the edge of the grass, and, you know, it's like, doggone, this tide's not falling. And then oyster shell pop up, and you're like, there's oyster bed. Cause, you know, I like it. When the oysters start showing about 4 to 5 inches, to mm-hmm. me, that gets the fish on the move out of these little creeks and stuff, you know?
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've always watched that and just timed it to where, you know, when you get about 4 inches and sometimes 5 inches, those fish will really get on the move a lot. And you'll notice that if you got slick water where you can see them get on the move. But anyway, it's so funny that, you know, we sit right there, and those fish come down through that bank, and then they were gone.
Yeah, immediately.
Because it was just gone. I mean, the water was gone. And like I say, watching that tide going out, you look at the edge of the grass. I mean, you know, you look at the edge of the water at the grass, you can't really tell. But as soon as those oyster beds stick up, you turn your head for about 10 minutes, you look back, instead of one or two shells, you see 25.
Yeah, it's gone.
You know, it's like that water is dropping, you know. So 222-8255, give us a call, and we'll be back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And 222-8255, give us a call. Let us know if you're going to go out there and brave all that traffic this weekend.
I tell you what, watching the pictures I'm seeing right now, I'm like, oh, well, you know.
Well, fish are biting.
Yeah, I'll be out there Monday. I don't know how shell-shocked they'll be Monday morning. I know Tuesday will be nice.
After all the boat traffic this weekend, it's probably going to be, you know,
yeah,
a little tougher.
Might have to fish a little deeper for them.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing good on the deeper bite and, you know, throwing the artificials this past week. We were fishing shallower. You know, but like I said, the flounder, you know, it's pretty funny. If you want to find flounder at high tide, if you take a spinnerbait, you know, just a regular Colorado blade spinnerbait, like a Redfish Magic or whatever, you know, you want to use. And I prefer a white swim bait or a curly tail. And, you know, I was trying to get my client to slow down the other day, and he kept stopping it. He'd throw it and he'd stop the line because he was worried about it hitting the grass. I'm like, let it go in the grass.
Yeah,
it's like, well, I don't want to lose it. I said, you won't lose it. Mm-hmm. A, that's one of the reasons I use 40-pound fluorocarbon, because you can pull it out, and with the FG knot, the knot's so strong, it's not going to break. But I throw it up on the edge in the grass, and you pull it out real easy, and then slow roll it back to where you're feeling it hit the bottom every once in a while. If there's flounder around, they will eat it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what I like about when you catch them on the spinnerbait is they're hooked.
Yeah, and you know, flounders, if you take a slow roll, you know, just, You know, if he's down there, he'll eat it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to pull it too fast and pull it past him, you know, give him a chance to grab that thing. I mean, most of the bait that, you know, that they eat is swimming right above them anyway. That's why they're doing it. That's why they feed like they do.
It's funny with that, you know, with the spinnerbait or soft plastic, if you notice a lot of times, they bite it right on the head, right where the hook is.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, I told my client the other day, he's like, that one just swam up behind it at the boat. I go, you're reeling it too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
it's like,
can't catch it.
I said, think about it. If the ice cream truck comes through your neighborhood at 35 miles an hour, are you going to be able to grab an ice cream cone off of it? And he goes, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, but it, you know, I started throwing the chatter bait again, too. Have you ever thrown one of those?
Yeah.
I love that
thing. I haven't done it in a while. I still got some, but boy, them things, you know, Reds hit that thing like a freight train.
Yeah, they do. And you can work it so many different ways. You know, I found it works really good on docks.
I'd like to be sometime in the water. Mm-hmm. And hear, you know, that go by.
Yeah.
You know, try to get somebody that would not hook me, you know. Throw it out there and let me get my head under the water.
Jump in the pool and throw it in there. And, yep.
See what it sounds
bend
like.
Bend the hook over so your buddy can't hook you.
Yeah. But, I mean, just feel the vibration or to, you know, hear it. I mean, for us, we hear it. For them, they feel the vibration. That's like hearing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, feeling it through their lateral line. So, you know, it's baits like that. I mean, we can hear it on the surface, but it's a whole different thing underwater.
Yeah.
You know, like a popping cork, same thing. You know, different sound in the water, I would imagine.
Rattle trap. You know, I love throwing rattle traps. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's still one of the best baits for redfish, I think, if you have the place you can throw it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
not loaded with oysters.
Yeah. Hence again, 40-pound fluorocarbon. Somebody's like, you use that heavy fluorocarbon? Mm-hmm. And they're like, what about the knots? And like I said, that FG knot, after Mike Conley showed me how to tie that thing. Mm-hmm. And now I've got a way where you take the braid and you wrap it around your pinky while it's on the rod and you pull the tension down. And it makes it so easy to tie because you have to wrap the leader up and down and back, you know.
Yeah.
22 times around the braid, but when you tighten it up, it's actually the braid that, like Chinese finger cuffs the leader.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pain to do. It takes a little while, but usually I do 8-9 foot leaders, you know, and then when they start getting chafed up, you know, you clip them off and retie, you know, and it's fun. It's fun to play around with different stuff, but yeah, back to those baits, you know, that vibration, that sound. You know, and they're like, well, how do I know I'm working it right? I'm like, when you're working it slow enough and you watch the rod tip and it's thumping, you know, and you can feel it, and you don't have to slam the hook in them when they hit it either. Using braid with the right drag, they hook themselves, you know. So it's funny, though, if you find one, keep fishing that bank because there's more than
there's
one.
There's usually one on that same bank.
Have you been catching them up in the areas you fish?
I haven't fished for them yet.
Yeah.
But I know some friends of mine did. They were out the other day. Matter of fact, I was going to talk about that. They one day they went out and caught 22 flounder, I think it was, and they only had two that was keepers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, of course, they don't keep anything that's small. And of course, flounder, you know, has changed now. You know, the flounder limits and everything, for people who don't know, it is a 14-inch minimum and only 5 per person now. So, you know, you want to be careful with that. I think it was – I can't remember when it was effective. I think it was March 1st. Was it March 1st?
I think so.
Something like that. Anyway, they had caught a few fish, but they also caught some mangrove snappers and – They said 6 were 11 to 13 inches, so that's pretty good. And then they caught 5 flounder and all, and some were 2.5 to 3 pounds. So, you know, there is some bigger ones around now. I mean, for a while there, you know, there was a whole lot of little ones up in this area. And, and for some reason, y'all do get larger ones come in down there earlier, you know, than they do here.
Well, they were catching them offshore pretty good, real nice ones. Mm-hmm. In the last couple of weeks on the wrecks, you know, I mean, you can take, cut pogies or, you know, you can use shrimp and stuff like that, but cut pogies work really good, and dropping them down with a lighter weight on the outside edges of the wrecks and the ledges offshore, and the flounder out there are not small. They're bigger, yeah. A lot bigger.
And I know, I mean, I used to see some guys, you know, come in at Jim King Ramp, and they would be going out there and diving and sticking them. And they had some real nice ones. Of course, you know, if you're doing that, you can pick out which ones you want, you know.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, they were going out there getting their limit all the time. So, you know, I think this year they've had a hard time doing that. I don't know whether it's because of the weather or whatever, but I haven't seen them guys out there this year. And it may be that I'm not out there at the same time they are or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So I can't get a report if they're not there. But,
you know, it's funny. I dove a lot of the stuff here and spearfished for a long time. And, you know, you'll be cruising along the bottom and, you know, you don't see a flounder. And then all of a sudden you see one.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see one, then it's like looking at one of those paintings that you don't see it. And then all of a sudden something comes out of it.
Seeing a lot.
You see all of them. And it's like, wow, I didn't know they were here. You know, and it's you don't want to shoot a $40 tip into the sand. So, you know, it's nice to have a little prong pole spear.
Yeah.
But golly, there's a lot of them around there, Vic.
Mm.
You know, and they went offshore. It's cool to see them offshore in the sand when you can see them because they're perfectly camouflaged. All you see is the eyes or maybe an outline, a little bit of an outline. But I started looking at these low tides. If you look at the low tides lately, these big ones, you'll see a lot of flounder holes, you know. You'll see indentions where they've been sitting, you know, and you're like, then you come back through later and try to, you know, mark that blade of grass and that oyster.
Come back when the tide's up where they were up
there,
you know,
because you know they don't go far.
I've saw that in Simpson's Creek before, and then go back and catch them, you know, when the tide comes in, because they'll move up the bank, you know, as that tide's coming in.
They don't have to do much.
No, they don't. They really don't. Matter of fact, we were in there one morning right at daylight, and we was coming down through this before I even started chartering. It was me and a friend of mine I used to work with. We come down through there. I mean, it was just, the sun was just peeking up, and then I saw something move on the sandbar, and I look over there, and it was out of the water, but it was like maybe 6 inches from the edge of the water.
Yeah.
And it was a flounder flipping around trying to get back into the water. And he was small, but, you know.
Yeah.
But he did. He made it back in the water. And I'm thinking, that thing sat up there until that water left him. I've never seen that before.
Wow.
But I've never seen it again either, you know.
You know, I know they've been dredging a lot of the neighborhoods, and they've been pulling flounder up in the buckets. You know. It's funny how we get a lot of those local, resident flounder, I guess you call them, that are good size. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's we have some, of course, that stay year round, but it's just not as many.
Yeah.
You know? But when they do that, then it's kind of tough, you know, try to, you know, get some that are keeper sized. A lot of times during that winter run when they're not winter run, but during the winter when most of them are offshore.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, this fall flounder run. It's going to be pretty tough for a lot of people because, you know.
It'll be closed.
It's going to be closed for recreational anglers.
You know, it's funny. When we charter, I catch them. I'm like, they'll be, oh, that's a keeper. I'm like, if you can't get fillets off both sides that are nice, just let him go.
Exactly. 222-8255. We'll be back after this.